Aids and an isolated tornado cannot be ruled out. So we have this stationary boundary and area of low pressure that's across North Carolina today. That is going to bring a round of rain that we are going to see early today. We will see another storm system that's out west, bringing severe weather into Texas and Louisiana move in tomorrow. And that is why we have a WREL weather alert in place. Our rain chances are expected to increase, and we do have the potential of seeing some showers and thunderstorms turn strong to severe on Monday. Drier conditions will move in for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We are going to see the storm system roll in, and look at it moving across the south.
Today is a WREL weather alert day. We have the potential for some strong to severe thunderstorms for much of the viewing area. I'll walk you through the timeline.
I'm Brent Neese, live in the WREL Breaking News Tracker in Garner this morning, where US 70 business is shut down due to an overnight fatal crash. Coming up, what happened and how much longer the road could be closed.
Classes are canceled again today for Durham Public School students. WREL's Kelsey Coffey has been staying on top of the story as issues with employee salaries continue. Plus,
just know that the Kansas City Chiefs are never underdogs.
Kansas City Chiefs are now back-to-back Super Bowl champs. We have all the big plays from the Super Bowl down to the nail-biting finish. Chiefs fans across the country celebrate their team's win. Second year in a row they did it. Ended late last night, the overtime game, so there'll be a lot of sleepy eyes this morning. Good morning to you. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. And we know the Monday after Super Bowl, you know, it's too much food, too little sleep, not very productive, but, you know, makes for a WREL weather alert day as far as staying indoors and staying safe. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WREL Severe Weather Center to walk us through today's concerns.
We are going to see some rain this morning, but the best chance of thunderstorms will be late afternoon into the evening, and our level one risk covers the majority of the viewing area. So just keep that in mind. We take a look at what's happening. A couple of sprinkles right around Wake County into Johnston County, and then a little light rain just moved through Goldsboro. It's on its way out of the viewing area, but down to the south, we have a few sprinkles here moving into Hope County. So nothing much happening just yet, but there is rain down to our south, and that will be moving in as we get through the day. Here's a look at Futurecast. Futurecast showing a little bit more of that rain in place versus what we're actually seeing, but still, we're going to see it becoming a little heavier down to the south to begin with. We'll see that continuing pretty much all day. It's not going to rain all day long, but we'll have the chance of waves of rain coming through pretty much all day. There's 5 o'clock. You can see those heavier bands coming through from time to time. There's 11 p.m. and around midnight or so, it should all taper off. So looking at the potential for some isolated wind damage, some localized flooding, mostly going to be late afternoon into the evening for pretty much the entire viewing area. Right now, we take a live look at Roxborough, where it is dry at the moment. Our winds are coming out of the southeast, 3 miles per hour. It is 57, so it's a warm start this morning. We're looking at 50s everywhere. It's 50 in Roxborough, 60 in Clinton right now. So a lot of warmth in place as we see the system moving through. We're starting in the mid-50s in many places. We only climb into the low 60s for this afternoon. Tomorrow, a different issue. It's likely to be very windy. I'll show you that coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. Breaking news, a deadly crash on US 70 business near Garner has closed down all westbound lanes near Auburn-Knightdale Road. This happened just after 2 a.m. Brett Neese is on the scene in the WREL Breaking News Tracker. And Brett, what have you learned?
Yeah, Renee, happened at 2 a.m. and it's still an active investigation here behind me as Cary PD is helping out Garner Police as they try to work to find out exactly how this crash happened. I'm going to step behind the camera, show you a little bit of what this scene looks like here. Happened around 2 a.m. and it has been shut down ever since then. We're going to zoom in. There are a couple of different cars here. This is one of these cars that is involved. You can see the police there are using a drone actually to take pictures of this scene. There's the other car. Just so much damage, unfortunately, to both of these vehicles. Working to find out how many people were hurt. We know at least one person is sadly dead because of this. We're also working to find out how much longer the road could be closed. DOT estimates maybe 7 a.m. So we're going to be out here all morning long, let you know if that's the case, and we'll have an alternate route for you coming up at 5 a.m. Live in Garner, Brittany, WREL News.
It is a new school week, and families with students at Durham Public Schools are still dealing with issues. Today, all classes at Durham Public Schools are closed. They're canceled, and this comes as issues with salaries continue. Now, WRL's Kelsey Confey joins us live from Jordan High School. And Kelsey, parents say they don't know how many more closures to expect out of all this.
Jeff, that's exactly right. And Jordan High School is one of 56 schools that won't have any students arriving today. So the reason why classes are canceled today is the same reason why they were canceled on Friday. The entire transportation support staff is called out. More than 70% of DPS students are bus riders, according to the district. Buses can't run if that staff isn't there, which leaves all of those students without a ride to and from school. Today marks the fourth time DPS classes have been canceled in the past 2 weeks. Some parents, like Andrea Morelos, are worried about loss of valuable learning time.
Ultimately, in the long run, I mean, you've got like the end of year testing, the EOGs. I mean, I don't know how many days we're going to miss, but I mean, they start cracking down in these months to prepare you for that.
The school board won't meet again until February 22nd. So until then, these parents are scrambling to make last minute plans because they just don't know if classes will be canceled again. We'll stay on top of this and keep you updated. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Durham.
No one is hurt after crews were called to Sampson Regional Medical Center for reports of a fire. Sampson County fire crews arrived on scene, but turned out there was no fire. Crews discovered a busted pipe inside a room that caught steam, which was mistaken for smoke and prompted the fire call. No hospital staff nor patients were injured. Police are investigating after a man was shot in a home in Southern Pines. This happened just after 6 last night. Our breaking news tracker was on the scene where police could be seen searching a yard on Haynes Court. A man was shot in the leg and was taken to First Health Hospital in Pinehurst. Police believe the shooting was an isolated incident.
A woman in a trench coat, armed with a long rifle and accompanied by a 5-year-old boy, opened fire inside celebrity pastor Joel Osteen's megachurch in Houston Sunday before she was then gunned down by two off-duty officers. The child that was with her is in critical condition this morning. Houston's police chief says it's not clear whether the child was struck by the off-duty officers who returned that fire. A 57-year-old man was shot and injured. The woman entered Lakewood Church around 2 p.m. and started shooting. Two off-duty law enforcement officers who were at the church opened fire and the woman was killed. Her identity has not been released. Houston police chief described her as being in her early 30s. Motive is part of the investigation.
This week, Raleigh police will release more information about a shooting that left four people in the hospital, including one who was shot by an officer. Police responded to Rock Quarry Road just after 10:30 Saturday night for a shots fired call. When officers arrived, they found a man with a gun. Police have shared very few details about what happened next, but we do know an officer fired a gun and hit the man. Police also found three other people who had been shot. They were taken to the hospital.
The involvement of those individuals and the source of their injuries is still part of this investigation at this time.
Raleigh police says the officers who were involved were wearing body cameras and that video will be reviewed as part of the investigation. Police say they will not share any more details about what happened until that 5-day report is released.
At least 50 people are reported dead after Israeli strikes on the city of Rafah in Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says it ordered the military to develop a plan to evacuate Rafah and destroy four Hamas battalions deployed there. This comes as over a million Palestinians have fled to escape the war. We're also learning more about the two men rescued in Rafah after being held hostage. Israel Defense Forces rescued 60-year-old Fernando Marmon and 70-year-old Louis Har. This is video of the men arriving at the medical center overnight in Israel. Both men were taken by Hamas during the militant group's October 7th attack on Israel, according to the IDF. Officials say they are both in good health.
The Raleigh Police Department wants your opinion on a new public safety program. It's called the Fusus Real-Time Center Platform. It's already being used by Fayetteville and Rocky Mount Police Departments. It allows businesses and homeowners to share security camera video if they want to register. Police say Fusus gives them faster access to video, especially when a business is closed. Raleigh police will host the first of four listening sessions about this platform today. It's at 6:30 p.m. at Abbotts Creek Park on Durant Road.
For the third time in five seasons, Kansas City Chiefs are Super Bowl champions. This year, it came down to the final play.
First and goal. Mahomes flings it.
It's there! Hartman! Jackpot, Kansas City!
That was it. Longest Super Bowl game ever, ending in the final seconds of the first overtime period. The Chiefs got the lead for the first time late in the third quarter on a touchdown pass from Patrick Mahomes to Marquez Valdes-Scantling. And after that, the Niners took the lead back late. The Chiefs sent it to overtime on a last-second field goal. San Francisco got the ball first in overtime, drove down the field, scored a field goal there. And Super Bowl MVP Patrick Mahomes then led the game-winning drive for his third Super Bowl win.
And, of course, Taylor Swift did make it to the Super Bowl after performing in Tokyo to cheer on her boyfriend, Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce. After the trophy presentation, she joined him on the field, and the two shared this long embrace.
Families of five Marines killed in a helicopter crash in California are struggling to come to terms with their deaths.
It's been probably pretty much the week every parent dreads having.
440 The Time right now. And coming up, we hear from the father of one of the Marines who wants answers about why they were flying in the first place.
And a Kansas City woman is facing charges after police say she mistakenly placed her baby in an oven instead of a crib. We'll tell you how much time she could face in prison.
Also, we give you this live look at Apex. You can see the roads starting to get a little wet out there. Today's a WRL weather alert day, and Elizabeth Gardner will be along to tell us how long this rain will stick around.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
444, and we do have a WRAL weather alert day. It's a level one risk for severe storms. We could have some wind damage that happens later on this evening around the time of the evening commute or even into the evening around dinner time or so. Right now, we're looking at just some light showers, a little patchy rain right here in Wake County, headed over toward Wilson County, a little steadier down to the south, but really in our viewing area at the moment, we don't have a whole lot of rain. We'll zoom in, and you can see from Southern Pines toward Hope Mills and Fayetteville up toward Dunn, a few sprinkles out there right now. But we'll see more rain pretty much all day long. We take a live look at Sanford, and you can see the streets are wet here, so we've had a few showers roll through. And in Apex, we also have some wet conditions out there as well. So heading out the door, take along the umbrella. It's not going to be a great day to exercise outside, even though temps will be mild.
The father of one of the five Marines killed in a helicopter crash last week in San Diego wants answers about why they were flying in the first place. Lance Corporal Donovan Davis and four other Marines died when the helicopter they were in crashed during one of Southern California's most intense rainstorms in years. Davis's father had a 25-year career as a Navy pilot himself. He wants the Department of Defense to explain why his son was flying in such conditions.
I've flown that route many times. I was just pretty much in shock that after I'd heard the magnitude of the weather.
A spokesperson for the 3rd Marine Air Wing tells NBC News an investigation into the crash is ongoing.
And good morning, Ken Smith here in the WRAL Live Center. An update on another helicopter crash that happened last week, this one in San Bernardino, California. This crash in particular killed six people that were on board. This is brand new video into our newsroom from that scene when it happened. The FBI now confirms that inclement weather was taking place at the time of that crash. The six people on board that Eurocopter EC-130 when it crashed Friday night near the California and Nevada border. All six people are believed to have died. The chopper was registered to a Burbank-based tour company. If we get any new information about this story, of course, we'll update you here in the WRAL Live Center.
This week, President Biden plans to travel to East Palestine, Ohio, 1 year after the Norfolk Southern train derailment there. He'll travel on Friday to that site. During his visits, he will talk about how his administration has worked with state and local leaders to hold Norfolk Southern accountable and support the community moving forward. 38 cars jumped those train tracks last February. 11 of them were carrying hazardous materials that caught on fire. That sent more than 1 million pounds of hazardous chemicals into the soil, water, and air.
A mother in Kansas City is accused of killing her baby by putting her in the oven. First responders say the mother said she thought she had put the one-month-old baby down for a nap, but actually had put her in the oven. The mother is charged with endangering the welfare of a child.
Comments from former President Trump potentially not protecting NATO allies are drawing criticism. Speaking Saturday in South Carolina, Trump said he would not commit to defend a NATO country that doesn't give enough money to support the alliance. He added he would encourage Russia to attack that country. UN Military Chief Jens Stoltenberg says that would undermine NATO's efforts and put U.S. and European troops at greater risk. Trump's top primary opponent, Nikki Haley, also condemned the comments.
Putin kills his opponents. He invades free countries. This is not someone you ever want to pal around with, and you certainly don't want to give them the right to invade a friend.
Haley said she is all for making NATO nations pay their fair share, but went on to say the reason Russia has never invaded a NATO country is because the alliance is united.
Now to a really sad story. The marathon runner who set the world record time just 4 months ago has died after a car crash. 24-year-old Kelvin Kiptum died Sunday in a crash in Kenya. Kiptum set the world record at the Chicago Marathon in October, completing the race in just 2 hours and 35 seconds. That smashed the previous record by more than 30 seconds. He was expected to be a favorite for the gold in this summer's Paris Olympics.
More and more North Carolinians are identifying themselves as preppers, someone who prepares for things like cyber attacks and power grid failures and natural disasters. Nearly 10,000 people in our state have joined a Facebook group about being prepared. Angie Huss has medical supplies, a reliable water source, and chickens she raises for eggs and meat. Huss believes she and her husband could survive for 2 to 3 years.
We can face just about anything. Yeah, we try to have, we have alternate sources of heat here. We grow our food. But we have the power to weather out those storms, and I think that makes life really important.
If you don't want to go to that extreme, FEMA says there are some basic things you should do, including creating an emergency kit for your car, include food and water in that, as well as first aid materials, flares, jumper cables, and seasonal supplies.
Prepper or not, we want you to be prepared for today's potential risk for severe weather. Elizabeth Gardner outlines the risks and impacts that we could see all day today.
This morning, it's just going to be messy out there on the roads, but, you know, just a little bit of rain can cause accidents and slowdowns. So be on the lookout for that. Brian will be in to talk more about that coming up. Expect the potential for some severe storms late this afternoon into the evening. Damaging winds would be our biggest threat. This doesn't look like a big tornado threat for us. We're not looking at a lot of storm energy or strong lift with this. But when the cold front comes through this evening, that's when we could see things starting to ramp up a little bit. Right now, it's looking at just some light rain here around the Triangle area. That's drifting off to the north and east, and a little bit of light patchy rain down to the south as well. But again, not seeing a whole lot out there just south of Southern Pines, moving up into Harnett County, northern part of Cumberland County, just a little bit of light patchy rain. But again, you know, sometimes it doesn't take a whole lot of rain to cause some issues for the morning commute. This is a look at the big picture. Right now we have a warm front lifting across our area, and that's where we're getting the rain from. A lot of times warm fronts are associated just with some light steady rain, and that's much of what we'll see to start the day. But look to the south and west. You can see a tornado watch here. That's the red shaded area. And then the yellow boxes that pop up right along the front here are where we have severe thunderstorm warnings. Haven't seen a lot of tornado warnings along this line so far, but we'll continue to watch that. So it's when the cold front comes through this evening that we'll have the best chance of seeing any wind damage or severe storms. We take a look at Futurecast this morning, and you can see some scattered rain across our area. Notice Futurecast showing some of that a little heavy down to the south, but I wouldn't expect any of that to be severe. There's lunchtime, and it just keeps on rolling through the afternoon. There's 5 o'clock. And again, later on this evening is when we'd have a better chance of some of these storms becoming strong to severe. Here's what you're going to see as you head out the door in most places. You can see the wet streets here in Clayton. Right now from the Triangle area southward is where we're seeing most of the rain, but we'll continue to see that pushing northward over the next few hours. 57 is our temperature, so it's a warm start this morning, and our dew point's at 54, so it's muggy. You know, it feels a lot like it did yesterday. Of course, we have the top of the tower lit here in red for the potential for some severe storms later on this afternoon. Our temperatures are in the 50s right now for the most part, 50 in Roxboro, 60 in Clinton. So we're seeing a range there, mostly mid to upper 50s currently. We'll climb into the low to mid 60s this afternoon, 62 in Raleigh, 60 in Durham, and 66 in Fayetteville. So not too cold for us. Our best chance of rain is today. After that, we are dry for the rest of the work week, but we could see some isolated showers again on Saturday. Once this moves off, wind is still going to be a big issue for us tomorrow. As a matter of fact, the wind may be a bigger issue tomorrow than it is today, as we see some gusts up to 30 miles per hour and steady winds out of the north at about 25. We're still looking nice and quiet for Valentine's Day. For Wednesday, we'll see mostly sunny skies, high temperatures in the upper 50s. So we do cool off after this system, at least for Wednesday. And then Thursday and Friday actually look nice for us. The next system arrives over the weekend and drops our temperature and brings us another chance for showers.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Beyonce made a major announcement during the Super Bowl. Everything we know about the new music she teased.